Hi folks, I'm Curtis Peoples. Sit back and relax for an hour as I take you down the music crossroads of Texas. Today on the Music Crossroads of Texas is part one of a two-part live concert special, Terry Allen's Lubbock on Everything. This live concert recording is from the Texas Tech President's Concert Series, Lubbock Lights, celebrating the musical heritage of the South Plains. The series was created in 2015 to recognize the depth and breadth of the musical culture of this region and to permit students, faculty, and general audiences the opportunity to enjoy both performances as well as discussions that provide an inside look at the musicians' creative processes and inspirations. On February 18, 2016, the second annual Lubbock Lights honored Lubbock native Terry Allen and his critically acclaimed recording, Lubbock on Everything, by hosting the first live performance of the album in its entirety. Considered a classic by Talking Heads' David Byrne, the LP has been called a masterpiece that is essential listening by Stuart Mason of AllMusic, as well as given a 5-star rating and listed as one of the essential albums of the 1970s by Rolling Stone, who also numbered it among the top 100 albums of all time. This double LP of 20 songs, all written and performed by Allen, was recorded in 1978 at Lubbock's Don Caldwell Studios and released the following year. The album marks a historic music milestone, and it was the first significant recording of Lubbock music by Lubbock musicians, all done in Lubbock. The recording struck a brash new energy into Texas music and reminded the world that there was more to Lubbock, Texas than just a wealth of horizon. Besides being the breakout project for the musical careers of Terry Allen and Lloyd Maines, Lubbock on Everything began a host of musical collaborations and friendships that remain robust and productive to this day. Allen used the finest South Plains musicians for the recording, many of whom returned for this concert. Joe Harvey Allen, Richard Bowden, Don Caldwell, Gwen Decker, Suzanne Henley, Kenny Maines, Lloyd Maines, and Curtis McBride. Joining the original recording group were Terry and Joe Harvey's sons, Bucca and Belle Allen, along with Casey Maines and Donnie Maines. Two surprise guests dropped in as well, Delbert McClinton and Robert Earl Keane. The concert includes introductions and anecdotes to each album side by Joe Harvey Allen. Let's get the concert started with Joe Harvey.
Thank you. Okay. I'm so excited. That's fantastic. I didn't know, you know, if they really knew what they were getting into. That's fantastic. So thank you so much, Chancellor Duncan, President Opperman, the Provost, Skubanik, Dr. Nellis, who this was his idea a few years ago to have this big celebration of Lubbock music. And it's just going to go on and on and on. Yay! Thank you. It's going to go on and on because there's so many great musicians and people from Lubbock to celebrate. Thank you to the president's staff, to all these people who've helped put everything together. Missy Sarah, Laurie and Joe, to Lisa Calvert and Kathy Johnson in institutional development. They've been great. To Bella Gerlich, who is Dean of the Library, who's just been a force. Yay! Everybody. Jane Piercy, who has helped with all this from day one. And our good friend, Andy Wilkinson, who came, yay! he's worked on everything and never stopped, and he is really making mine and Terry's mornings fabulous because he has a new novel he sent to us that has knocked our socks off, and we're reading it out loud to each other, and it may last a year because we keep reading it over and over. It's just fantastic, called Surprise Texas. It's endless, you know. We just get this in the mail, and Terry goes, oh my gosh, you won't believe this. It's just incredible. I'm very happy to be here to celebrate Lubbock on everything. Obviously, we were raised here, grew up here, and feel so lucky. But, you know, it's kind of weird. And Dr. Nellis, I really don't think it was an accident that you call this festival Lubbock Lights. You know, it's interesting to me that we just happened to be invited for dinner to Meredith McLean's house last night, and it's a very unusual place, let me tell you that, unlike anything in Lubbock. And she took us out in the backyard, where, of course, all the scientists with their brownie hawk eyes documented, well, it was the most documented sightings of UFOs known to mankind at the time. You had their brownie hawk eyes, you know, and they captured all that. Terry always bragged, I mean, since he was a little kid, about, you know, how he was lying up in that shelf behind the back seat of his folks' Hudson Hornet at a drive-in watching all these formations fly over. And, of course, I never believed him. But you know what? I think it's starting to really add up. You know, I'll never forget this, but it was 2 years after those sightings that Terry just landed like a force, and we just started bopping like crazy doing these tricky twirls, and we haven't stopped for over 60 years. And I am here to tell you, it has been science fiction. I wake up every morning and look over at him and wonder what planet he's really from. Says he was born in Kansas. Who knows? I haven't seen his birth certificate. Have you? I was born in Lubbock. Everybody knows it. Of course, I'm 6 months older than Terry, and I know you'd never guess it in a million years. But I have been his main inspiration, you know, for better or for worse. And he wouldn't even be a songwriter if it wasn't for me. And that's the truth. Thank you. Thank you. I'm so proud. Yeah. You know, he was just different. I had to teach him just a lot of just natural human things. You know, especially in high school. And I'll never forget it. He was hot and sweaty. Been roofing a church over in Muleshoe. And I sat on the piano bench right next to him while he played me his first song he ever wrote called Rooftop Blues. Rooftop, rooftop, oh rooftop, let me off of you. Rooftop, rooftop, oh rooftop, why do you make me blue? And of course, I recognized great talent, and I encouraged him to keep writing brilliant songs like that. He wrote The Roman Orgy next, got him kicked out of Monterey, but that wasn't my fault. But he was a good songwriter, and he had a good car. He'd worked for 3 years to get a 1961 black V8 Ford. I'll never forget, he came by to pick me up for a little spin when he got it, and I wish you could have seen the way that man was acting. I told him I wanted to break up. I never did, like anybody who let their car go to their head like that. his defense was that he'd only had it for 15 minutes, but nevertheless, you listen to the lyrics of Amarillo Highway. You be the judge. I'd like to introduce Terry Allen, our two half-Martian sons, Bucca and Bale, and the Panhandle Mystery Band, Lubbock on Everything.
Thank you all. Since we're coming on the tail end of outer space, I'd like to ask one of our special guests out, Mr. Robert Earl Keen. Yeah, he came in costume tonight. We'll be right back. Thank y'all. A honky tonker, and he was a family man, and she showed him her gold teeth when he'd hold her little hand, and met out on the highway at the Paradise Motel Lounge. On Saturday nights when things weren't right between him and his wife and time. Just another couple on a high plains jamboree, playing out them sad songs they understand. Oh, just another couple making jukebox memories, walking in the trouble's hand. Made of cotton, he weren't no hell of a man, but they must have loved each other like only the lonely can. 'Cause a slow dance through the neon light, like sorrow through a song, tuned to the motel room, and they played it all night long. Just another couple on a high plains jamboree, playing out them sad songs they understand. Just another couple making jukebox memories, walking into trouble's hand in hand. I said to walking into trouble's hand in do a religious song here. At least it's religion around here. He was a panhandle prince, schoolboy football king. They told him high in the halls 'cause he could run them balls, but it was rumored down deep he was mean. He dated high-toned girls with frosty pom-pom curls, but he never gave out his ring. He was the best of the best. He met the gridiron test, and there ain't nothing as American and clean. He was the pride of the backfield, all the hero of his day. And he carried the ball for the red and blue, the one district AAA. And his name made all the papers as the best set ever had. Yes, and nobody understood it when the great Joe Bob went bad. lost his scholarship to the Texas Tech for drinking during training and breaking the coach's neck. Yeah, then he got suspended all for acting obscene around the cum laude daughter of the dean. So he took up with the waitress named Loose Ruby Cole while she was hopping tables down at the hidey hole. And he met her on the sly when her daddy weren't around. Ah, but he stopped making yardage when he started messing around. He was the pride of the backfield, or the hero of his day. And he cared to fall for the red and blue, the one district triple A. And his name made all the papers as the best set ever had. Yes, and nobody understood it. The great Joe Bob went bad. Well, it spread like a country wildfire. Something big had gone all strange. Joe Bob, the greatest halfback, was acting half deranged. He'd been seen out with this woman, getting drunk and having fun. Well, he growed his hair, then give up prayer and said football days is done. Then he and old Loose Ruby robbed the Pinky's liquor store. They had a run-in with the law when there's a run-in out the door. And Joe Bob's fate was sealed for the next century. Yeah, they traded in the pigskin for the penitentiary. He was a pride of the backfield, not a hero of his day. Yeah, they carried the ball for the red and blue, but hell, he carried it all the way. Yes, and nobody understood it. Nobody comprehended when the great Joe Bob went bad. Curtis McBride back here on the drums, original Panhandle Mystery Band. Yeah, he took his first release on the highway in 1953, green Chevrolet. And is carrying an awful load for just a 15-year-old, until he laid his mind on the center line and turned up a radio. Going 100 miles an hour down the blue asphalt line, listening to the wolf. Give a damn about the trouble he was in. Yeah, deep down in his soul, he just wanted to go. You could tell by the look on his face, he's all caught up with the need. Trade in some emptied out spaces for some speed. That good old American dream. she took her first release on the backseat of 1961 black V8 Ford. She just gave up all control on that vinyl tucking road. Kept breathing hard with a dark-eyed boy that she barely even know. Going 100 miles an hour down the blue asphalt line, listening to the wolfman of Del Rio. And she didn't give a damn about the trouble she'd get in. Yeah, deep down in her soul, she just wanted to flow. You could tell by the paint on her face, she's all made up for the need. Trade in some emptied out places for some speed. That good old American dream. Thank you. Like Suzanne Henley, Gwen Decker to come out here, and also I called an old friend of mine and dared him to come, and I asked him what song he wanted to sing on. He's going to sing on several, but he said Lubbock Woman, so I assume he brought his dress. Sir Delbert McClinton. She's sitting in the front room just watching the TV, painting her nails red in black negligee. She just teased up her new wig and painted her eyelids blue. Yeah, she's out to win, but she's destined to lose. Too much rouge, too much
too many high tones making fun of her and the way she lives. Too many low lives making their promises they'll never give. She's a diamond in the wilderness, a sweetheart of the West. Yeah, she ain't so good looking, but she can make love with the best. 'Cause she's 40 and lonely and raw and raunchy and has a good heart. Yeah, she has a good heart. Ah, oh, she has a good heart. Yeah, she has a good heart. Ah, oh, she has a
back.
Yay. Terry was really given to the perfect family. His daddy was a baseball player who brought baseball and wrestling and music to Lubbock. On Friday nights, he had the likes of B.B. King and T-Bone Walker and all the great blues players. And then when I was a kid, I was always glued to this big old console radio every single Saturday night, listening to the Saturday Night Jamboree broadcast live from the Sled Allen Arena in Lubbock. And he would have Hank Williams and Roy Acuff and Sons of the Pioneers, and he even brought Elvis to Lubbock. And when Terry was just a little kid, he was drawing pictures on the bathroom wall and selling setups. And Terry's mother was very exotic and beautiful and had full red lips and a big black skunk cape. And she was fantastic. She was a Barrel House piano player. And she would smoke two cigarettes at once while she would swing her legs and play the boogie-woogie. She taught Terry one song, the St. Louis Blues, and after that she said, "You're on your own." I remember in art class at Monterey, Terry and I flipped a coin, L.A. or New York. And we headed out. He went 6 months before me, and he got a job at the factory, the aluminum awning factory in Gardena. And he worked as an usher at the Newsreel Theater on Skid Row downtown, L.A. He paid, by the way, an employment agency for those jobs. And he went to art school one night a week. So he was tired and broke, and he went into this bar on 8th Street, and this drunk was sitting on a stool, And he said, I'll give anybody $50 if they can play the St. Louis Blues. Terry saved that money, bought two wedding bands at Fur Foods, and that's the honest to God truth. The one out on 34th Street. He was 17 and I was 18. We had a big old church wedding, 7:30 in the morning. Because I wanted to have Oh What a Beautiful Morning sung. Terry wanted What'd I Say, and he was trying to climb out the bathroom window, but that is another story. We crossed the state line by 10 o'clock via Juarez and Disneyland, straight to L.A. And I always think of Delbert, I think of that great song of yours, they headed west with a common desire. The fever they had might have set the whole world on fire. And we burned it up. And we burned up the road. And I just want to tell you, that Ford, after 1 year, wouldn't go one more inch. We just went back and forth from L.A. to Lubbock to everywhere.
Ella, she tried to live on the inside and get a house and make a home. And she tried to give and be satisfied, living close to the bone. But as time had passed by, it all closed in, and she craved for the wild on the outsides again. Yeah, she tried to be what he wanted her to be, and she tried to do what he wanted her to do. But her honky-tonk mind just couldn't find a way through to his plans. So she broke for the wild on the outsides again. Thank you.
10 years later. Ellie met her at a party for a painter. She was naked and sitting in this chair, come from France. So he asked her if she mind talking to a stranger. She just rolled her crazy eyes, started to dance. On that steel. Once upon a time, some time ago, back on the East Coast, in New York City to be exact, a bunch of artists and painters and sculptors and musicians and poets and writers and dancers and architects all started feeling real superior to their ego counterparts out on the West Coast. So they all got together and decided they would show those snotty surfer upstarts a thing or two about the Big Apple. And they hired themselves a truck. It was a big, spanking new, white, shiny, chrome-plated cab over Peterbilt with mud flaps, stereo, TV, AM and FM radio, leather seats, and a Naugahyde sleeper. All fresh with new American flag decals and art arc printed on the side of the door in solid 24-karat gold leaf type. And they filled up this truck with the most significant piles and influential heaps of artwork to ever be assembled in modern times. And they sent it to West to chide, cajole, humble, and humiliate the Golden Bear. This is a true story of that truck. Well, a truckload of art from New York City came a-rolling down the road. Oh, the driver was singing and the sunset was pretty, but the truck turned over and she rolled off the road. Yeah, a truckload of art was burning near the highway, precious objects scattered around. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Ooh, 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 ooh. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, the driver went sailing high in the sky, landing the gold lap of the Lord, who smiled and then said, son, you're better off dead than hauling a truckload full of hot avant-garde. Yeah, the truckload of art burning near the highway. Well, a beautiful artwork was thrown burning to the ground. A tragically landing in the weeds, and smoke could be seen for miles all around. Yeah, but nobody knows what it means. Yeah, the truckload of art was burning near the highway, and a tough job for the highway patrol. They'll soon see the smoke come running to poke, then dig a deep ditch, throw the art in a hole. Thank y'all. Yeah, as you can see, we're in our art mode now. As soon as you do that, everything starts falling apart, you know. This is called The Collector and the Art Mob. And it starts off with The Collector.
His lonely is only a blank space in the hallway, on the wallway, between the hangings of paintings of lonely that ain't lonely at all.
Some of these guys. These are some of my oldest and closest friends and even relatives. Over here is Buck Allen on the accordion. It's my son. Bale Allen, my son back here on the conga. There's Donnie Maines back here behind me on the drums. Kenny Maines on bass. Lloyd Maines up here on this guitar. Richard Bowden over here playing the... I already introduced Curtis. Curtis McBride, he's still here. We thought that's a French song. Since this is a cultural occasion, we thought we'd do a couple of French songs. Here's another one. C'est la vie, c'est la guerre, Robert Earl. Some suburban moonlight plays a mansionette melody, calling all blue collars and new sweet bouffantes to go slipping through the shadows, sipping Courvoisier. It's a magnifique in rendezvous, USA. C'est la vie, it's not Paris. C'est la guerre, it's over here.
With fast food restaurants elegant, off the glamour for the glitter galore, and tattooed hands from champagne, whispers of amour to them. Coquettes across the table with some crepe Suzette Flirté. It's Sunday food in rendezvous, USA.
Yeah, it don't care.
called Sleazy Chic. A haunts of ballrooms, dancing disco's devil there. And buku's of hip medallions are up against Frederick's braziers, and they'll soon get off together. The French tickle some tete-a-tete. Yeah. What a grand ado to rendezvous. What a grand ado to rendezvous. USA.
On today's show, we heard Side 1 intro by Joe Harvey Allen and the songs Amarillo Highway, High Plains Jamboree, The Great Joe Bob Original Tragedy, The Wolfman of Del Rio, and Lubbock Woman. The Side 2 intro by Joe Harvey included The Girl Who Danced Oklahoma, Truckload of Art, The Collector, and The Art Mob, and We, a French song, and we finished up with Rendezvous USA. Hope you enjoyed listening to part one of our special live concert, Terry Allen's Lubbock on Everything. Join us next time on the Music Crossroads of Texas for the conclusion of this live concert, Lubbock Lights. Tonight's episode of Music Crossroads of Texas will be made available as a podcast on kttz.org for future listening. That's kttz.org. Log on at any time to listen to your favorite tracks again. Music Crossroads of Texas is produced by Rachel Boyd. I'm your host, Curtis Peoples, and I invite you to join me again next week as I travel down the Music Crossroads of Texas.